an accident.
I don't like that show.
Why?
It's no fun.
Anyway,
I like SpongeBob SquarePants.
They used cold cream, and they took her makeup off, and it showed all this hideous bruising.
Oof. Do you know what I have?
What?
This isn't a real nose.
I know.
It's a gummy nose. You can eat it. Eat it. Would you like to eat it?
I don't want to eat it.
Please eat it.
No, I'm not going to eat it.
All right.
Anyway.
I won't play with you no more.
I think if we took cold cream to your face, perhaps not only would we find some of the true color, but we might find other stuff that might get you in trouble.
I think you're very mean, and you're reading all those horrible tabloids that aren't true. I'm taking my nose off because you don't want me to.
How do you feel about the fact...
There we go.
How do you feel
take
about...
Take a look at the hole.
How do you feel about the fact that Lisa Marie Presley says that the marriage to you is a joke?
She's a liar.
Put your nose back.
She's a liar because she's jealous. Now look at my empty hole.
Would you know what?
Would you like to put your finger in it?
Oh.
No, but you know what I am going to do?
What?
I got your nose.
Okay, that's all right. I have hundreds of them. I have hundreds of noses back home, and there's nothing you can do.
But do you have another one right now?
Yes, I do. I have one in my pocket.
Good, because I'm putting this one in the garbage.
But it's a gummy nose and you can eat it.
Too bad. It's in the garbage now.
Oh, all right. I'm not going to play with you. All I wanted you to do was jump up and down. And if you jumped really high, I could see it move.
Put a nose on.
All right. There we are. Shaman, we're playing Low Budget Jeopardy on the Dynamite Show.
Okay.
I'm Michael Jackson.
Goodfellas. Here we go.
Goodfellas. And I am a good fella.
Freak.
Gregory Peck.
Goodfellas for one. TV show that starred... Jimmy J.J. Walker.
What is Good Times?
$1 for Mark. He's got a lot of dollars because he's playing the game really well.
He's got a good fellow for two.
Ice Cream Man in his ice cream van.
Who is Good Humor?
See?
$2 for Mark, and Peter's not even getting a chance to answer.
No,
Peter. Let's finish off the category, Good Fellows for three.
You love Peter, don't you?
I love Peter. Peter?
Yes?
I love you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Goodfellas for three. He was our first general manager at WAVA circa 1985.
Who is Alan Goodman?
Wow, that's a long-time listener right
$3.
There.
Way to go, Mark. You're doing really well.
All right, thank you, Michael. Let's put a DVDs for one.
I love playing games.
Divots. I think it's going to be hard this week because these movies are obscure.
I'm obscure.
New on DVD for one. Oh, this one's not that obscure. Stars Anthony Hopkins.
What is the transporter?
There goes the perfect game.
Mm. Peter. Hello, Peter.
What is the transporter?
No.
Worth a try.
It's the same thing the other guy said.
Well, I didn't know he got it in. Sorry.
No, Red Dragon. You know, it's the third Hannibal movie.
Mark, you're in control.
Let's go to DVD for two.
Okay.
Stars Hugh Grant.
What is...
Peter.
I got no idea.
I know.
What is it?
Anything he's in.
Two weeks, great. 2 weeks notice.
I watched it.
Awful movie with Sandra Bullock.
No, it's not an awful movie.
Although, you know what? Hugh Grant movie I bet you like just from the title.
I love them all.
About a boy?
About a boy. There's nothing better.
Boy, oh boy.
I love Hugh Grant because he's so fancy.
Okay.
All right, Mark, you're in control.
Let's finish it off for three. Get this one out of here.
Divid for three. Stars Julianne Moore.
What is the Emperor's Club?
Peter, your chance to steal.
What is...
No.
Even if you say is for a long time, you're still going to get buzzed. It's, and I don't mean buzz like buzz.
I am.
Far from heaven.
Mark, you're still in control, and Peter doesn't have any money.
Let's go to four-letter words that start with F for one.
You have two of them.
Peter, your chance to steal.
What are feet?
Yes.
$1. That means Peter's going to final low-budget Jeopardy after all.
We would have taken foot also.
There's some cities.
I'll go with the four-letter F words for two.
A baseball hit into the stands can be this.
What is foul?
There you go.
$2 for Peter. He's coming on strong.
F words for three.
When my buddy Mike O'Mara does his killer Morgan Freeman impression, he looks for words that rhyme with this.
What is fight?
Mark, your chance to steal.
That's not a four-letter word.
What is fine?
Fine like wine, and that's right.
$3 for you, Mark. Way to go.
So, celebrity news for one.
All right, last category on the big board. This former American Idol's new album opened at number one on the charts this week.
It was Kelly Clarkson.
Right, what is wrong with America? She sold like 247,000 copies.
I'd like to have her out to the ranch.
Your last album sold like 247 copies.
That's so cruel and mean.
It's so true.
Can we play a game after the show?
What game?
Hide it.
Listen, all these games, I think...
Can I explain how the game works before you get mad again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right, Hide It works this way. What you do is you hide it, and as soon as whoever finds it gets to smell it. It's a fun game. And the best part is after you smell it, you get to tell everybody else that plays the game where it's been.
Okay. Let's play a spelling game.
Okay.
F?
No, you're going to spell that horrible word again, and I'm not going to play...
Now, how do you know? I just said F.
It's your last chance to play Agitate the Soft Spot.
A.
G.
G.
G-O-T.
I-T.
You are cruel.
No.
I-T.
Not faggot.
Okay.
Faggot.
It's all you want to say to me. It's no fun.
Actually, you know, I don't even mean that, because you're not that. You know what you are? You F-R-E-A. K.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
Yes, you are.
Spell alien. And then we'll play hide it. And then I'll give you a super soaker.
All right, celebrity for two. Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Who's in control?
I
forgot.
Am.
I'm upset. Who's I am?
Mark.
Mark.
You, Mark.
Somebody stole this guy's 1987 Buick. Hey, dude, what's your problem?
Who is Sean Penn?
Right.
$2 for you, Mark.
Let's finish it off at three.
All right, last question on the big board. British Prime Minister Tony Blair has agreed to be a cameo performer on this Fox TV show.
What is Mr. Personality?
Peter, your chance to steal.
What is Cops?
No.
Simpsons. He loves the Simpsons.
And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
And now, Michael, who's got what?
Mark has $18. And Peter has... $3. Hey, yes,
hold on. The cell phone's ringing. You know, the inside line. Give me a second.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah, he's here. All right. Hold on. Some little kid.
Okay, hold on.
He didn't leave the name. Sound like a little boy.
Hello. Oh, hi, Tyler. Oh, I do want you to come this weekend. We'll have a good time and lots of fun.
You're working.
I've got five of them left. That's right. They're all in the same place. And you get them all if you can find them. Thank you, Tyler. And remember, I just want to come. If it gives a chance. I'm on the radio, so I can't tell until I want to come touch.
Yeah, I wish I could hear what you're saying.
Me too.
Okay, bye, Tyler. Rock and roll.
It was weird.
Shame on. That's weird. Tyler. He's my friend.
God damn it. Hold on.
How old is Tyler?
Hello?
Sounded about five.
Who is... you know what? I have to have a name before I let you talk to him. We're doing a radio show. Oh, hey, dude. How's your mom? How's your mommy? How about daddy? Is he still breathing? Okay, hold on. It's Cody Gifford.
Oh, okay. Cody, my man. How are you, Cody? Or is your mommy going to let you fly out? That's great. We've got the giraffes fed. It'll be fun. We'll go on the merry-go-round, and then we'll play on the roller coaster that I have in the backyard, and then we'll jump in the pool. And then afterward, we're going to have an egg hunt and a scun fight. And I've got the special stuff, the special silly string that I had made just for you.
Are you going to give him those special cream eggs?
Hold on just a second. And one other thing I wanted to tell you.
The part I can't hear. Just, I hear like lick.
Touch.
Uh-huh. Lick. So us.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Yes. Feet.
Feet.
One time. If that is, if you do, if you take it real long, then you wake up in the morning.
This is
okay.
Nice.
Bye, Cody. It's Cody Gifford. Cody Gifford's coming to my house, Don. And you're invited too. The prairie dogs will be there.
All right, guys. Here are the
prairie dogs with the special ears.
Here are we got the scores already, so here is your category for final low budget Jeopardy. And we physically force you both to bet. Oh, good luck. How much is that D in the window? And here is the answer. The answer is annual membership dues from Mariah Carey's brand new internet fan club.
Boo!
MariahCarey.com.
Boo. Mariah Carey, yeah. Boo!
This bitch actually charging people to join her fan club.
Wow.
So in the form of a question, we need the annual membership dues for Mariah Carey's new internet fan
club. Boo to Mariah Carey.
MariahCarey.com. Adopt
her.
In the form of a question and good luck.
Contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive the Michael Jackson Super Soaker. Let me tell you something about myself. I love to squirt these. I do. There's really nothing more fun than squirting your super soaker right in your friend's face. Whenever I'm squirting, I always aim for the face. That's the most fun. And now I'm giving them away, giving you my super soakers. So if you can squirt your friend's face and you really want to, you won't be bored no more. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Anonymous.
You're
gonna
be bored no more. All right, let's see, Pete, who do we want to go to first here?
You want to go to Peter, he's the low person.
I called you Pete.
You called me Pete?
Yeah, that's your new DJ name.
Oh, I know where you're going to say this. You're really cruel and mean.
Pete?
I don't want to play no more.
File.
Pedophile. That's all you want to do is be angry and mean and cruel.
All right, Pete, our returning champion. Pete, how much is that diva in the window? Annual membership dues for Mariah Carey's new internet fan club.
She's so odd.
I'll say $99 a year.
That was not in the form of a question.
Peter, that knocks you down to zero.
Mark?
Marky Parky Poo.
Mark, you can win if you have the right answer.
Yeah, I gave Lisa 1995, but I have the right answer. It's 35, but I'm not going to screw without
you. You're just so old. Totally wrong. I gave Lisa 1998. Should just say, what is 1995?
What is 1995?
Wrong. It is $35, but I guess you found out too late, right?
Yeah, wrong anyway. Sorry, LQ.
All right, Mike.
But you're all invited to play Throw the Rope.
LQ?
Yes.
I parked your car when I was in college over at Sam and Harry's. Just want to let you know. You gave me a good tip. I want to thank you.
I'll give you a good tip.
I know you will.
Oh, dear.
Guys, listen, please don't go away mad. Just go away. And here now to tell you what you've won as he's doing his queer robot dance is...
Jim on.
Noted child molester, Michael Jackson.
Okay, Peter and Mark. Peter, you get to keep your money, $45. And here are your prizes. Are you ready, boys?
Yep.
You both won a pair of tickets to see Santana. Boo. With special guest Angelique Kidjo on Saturday, June 14th at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. For more info, go to NissanPavilion.com. Wait.
There's more.
You won HBO 30 Years of Boxing prize pack. Oh, yeah. I don't like boxing.
You don't have to read that whole thing.
I like playing. So get your in big boxing thing, okay? But wait.
There's more.
You've won the Ali G Show prize pack. Make sure to tune in this Sunday to the Ali G Show when he returns to HBO. If you missed him the first time, now's your chance to bing bing with G on Sunday nights at 11 p.m. only on HBO. But wait.
There's more.
You've won a Cinemax prize pack. Cinemax is the ultimate in movie entertainment. We watched that at the Neverland Ranch late on Saturday nights.
Oh, Skinemax.
Yes, right after we play Hide It. It's got the biggest hit movie variety and the fewest repeats on premium TV. For more information, log on to Cinemax.com. Shimon.
Thank you. Hold on, guys. Have a great weekend, and thank you for listening. Hold on.
Another phone call. I hope it's for me.
Oh, no.
Hello? Yes, sir. Yes, we do. Every show. We tape every show. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Hold on, please. Man from the district attorney's office on the phone for you.
Hello, this is Michael Jackson. Yes, sir. No, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I will. Absolutely. Hair. And the other substances? Very good, sir. I know. I will be there on time. I will report to the courthouse when you tell me to. Thank you. Of course. Nice talking with you.
Wow.
What was all that?
I have to bring down samples of my hair and bodily fluids.
Michael, always remember, never forget. Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Quran Incorporated and is distributed by King World. I really had a great time, and I hope that you can play Lick It with me sometime. Oh. Bye, Don.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, there he goes.
What's his deal?
I don't know.
Man.
Lick It.
Strangely odd.
Hairspray.
Yeah.
That wasn't hairspray, though.
No, I don't think so. It didn't look like hairspray, and it certainly didn't smell like hairspray.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.